Welcome to Otaku American, this is Mikey Fresh here. In today's installment of Otaku American, it's going to be Robot Wednesday. What I mean by Robot Wednesday is I'm going to focus on basically two things. Transformers and Rise of the Beast, new movie that just came out. And Armor Core 6, that they showed a lot of video and previews for. So stay tuned. So I'm going to start with Armored Core, and the reason why I'm starting with Armored Core is the closer Armored Core 6 is about to release, the more I've been hearing the craziest stuff possible in regards to that game. And what I mean by that is, it's not crazy in regards to the game. It's an Armored Core game. Myself and Big L, we've been playing Armored Core games since the early 2000s, since the 90s, when we had a PlayStation, we used to share the PlayStation, we had Armored Core, the original Armored Core, which I think came out in 97, and then we had 90 Armored Core 2, and played. It was funny because he and I, before he had head out to work, I was naming off all the games, and there was like, I want to say 20, but let's be conservative and say there's like 10 Armored Core games, if not more. And of those games, I think I played damn near all of them. Maybe barring like two or three games, I played Armored Core 1, Armored Core 2. I played Armored Core 3, most of the major ones, Armored Core 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I played a little bit of the Project Phantasma. I played Master Arena. I played, you know, these are all the offshoots, which are like Another Age, and you know, I played all those games. Armored Core Nexus. I think the only game I never played was probably Armored Core 9 Breaker. I never played. 4 Answer. I don't remember that game too much. But I mean, even outside of the Armored Core franchise, they made other mech-based games. They've made Chrome Hounds, which I played, remember playing on 360. They made a sequel, I guess you could say, or something like that. Steel Battalion. I played Steel Battalion. I had gone to a friend's house. He had the huge controller for the game, and I played that game. That game was fun. Like most people know who know me personally or heard me over the podcast over the years. I'm a big mecha fan. I'm a Gundam fan. I've watched Gundam. I'm a big Transformers fan. I've played all the Armored Core games for the most part. My favorite Capcom game is a Tecromancer, which is a robot. You know, it's a Capcom fighting game, but with robots, basically. I have Gundam Assault Battle, which is a Street Fighter-esque like Gundam game. Anything robots related, I'm all in. Any anime that's related to robots, I'm all in. I'll give it a shot, even though, you know, some of my favorite anime, it's like Pat Labor and Evangelion and you know, Gundam and Gurren Lagann, and you know, all these anime that have mechs in them. I mean, even to some extent, 86 is a kind of sort of mech like anime. I've watched pretty much everything that had something to do with it, some sort of mech, Darling and Franks, all that stuff. So, like I said, let me get back to Armored Core. So, I say that to say, because every time I hear someone talk about Armored Core, they say it in such a way as though Armored Core is not a staple for From Software. The reason why I got up and even recorded this segment was because I was watching Young Ye, which I've watched him. I, you know, I I agree with a lot of stuff, and I listen to him, and I value his opinion. But when he started talking about From Software, Dev showed me Armored Core 6 gameplay and all this other stuff, and he's saying things like, he started with saying, you know, this was a love letter to mech fans, and, you know, they wanted the game to play, have, like, tight mechanics, have strategy. You're supposed to be able to, like, think about how you're going to put your mech together and do, and when you're playing in the battles, they're going to be fast-paced, tight controls, all this other stuff. And I'm like, you're saying it as though, like, the games didn't already have that. Everything you named in your beginning of, I'm a minute and 12 seconds into this thing, into this 20-minute video, and everything you've mentioned in regards to a love letter and all this other stuff to the Armored Core 6, like, it's not like any other game. Like, when a game franchise comes out with another game, right? And when that franchise comes out with another game, you're always, you know, there's certain things you expect. The things he started this video with are all things I expect to be in this game. If it's not in this game, we're going to have a problem. Because from the very beginning of Armored Core, it's always had, you can't just slap anything together and expect to win a battle, a mech battle. You can't, you have to, if you're playing on a team, you gotta coordinate. You have to have some sort of strategy. Even if you're a one-on-one, you gotta have some sort of strategy. These are all things that were like staples in the game. Like, you can't get around not doing these things. So for someone, that's how I, like, I was watching, I think Soapbox J had me watch something on GameSpot, and they were talking about Armored Core, how they were playing and whatever, behind the scenes playing the game or whatever. And one girl was like, well, I've never played, like, they all know From Software because of the Souls games, Elden Ring, all those games. So they're like, oh, well, one girl was like, well, I've never played any of the Armored Core games. And I'm not killing you for it. It's cool. There's a lot of people who don't like mech games. So it is what it is. If it's not your cup of tea, that's cool. So then she had the other guy on, and he was like, yeah, I played these games and this, that, and third. But it, like, you played like one or two games. So, like, I can't believe anything you said when we're not, when we talk about, first of all, when they say it's Armored Core 6, that means there were five other Armored Core games. So for you to say I've played one or two of them, your opinion doesn't mean shit in regards to this game. So you playing the game, like, I don't know, first of all, the last game that came out in the Armored Core series, I believe, was in 2013. I didn't play that game, but the one that came out in 2012, which was Armored Core 5, I did play that game. I've played other mech games throughout the years, mainly on PC, because they don't really come out on console too much. So for you to sit there and tell, for you to be like, well, I only played one or two of these games, and then you, once, first of all, for me, once it's Armored Core, and you told me you've only seen one or two of these, you've only played one or two of these games, I turn the TV off. Well, I turn my computer off, because I don't need to hear anything that you have to say, because you're not an Armored Core fan. Like, if you say that Armored Core 6 is a love letter to the fans, but you've never played any of the games, then it's really, like, what are we really saying here? Like, your opinion means absolutely nothing to me. So that means, and that's the crazy part about it. If you're an Armored Core fan, let's keep it 100. It really don't matter what any of these people say in regards to how the game is, because you, only you will know, because you played every other Armored Core game. There's at least 10 of them that have been out throughout the years. You played every single one since the 90s or close enough to it, like myself. So whatever these people say, like, the only reason why I even turn it on is to see, like, if they're going to, like, they're going to bash it because it doesn't play like a Souls game. Which I remember when Soapbox J or somebody, I don't remember if it was him or somebody else who said, you know, if it has some Souls, like, Soapbox J did say that one of the guys said it had DNA from Souls games. And I spoke to him earlier today of the time of recording this, and I was like, that's BS. First of all, we're talking about a franchise that came out before Souls. So if anything, Souls has DNA from Armored Core, which honestly it does. There's a lot of things that were done in Armored Core that are done in Souls games and everything else that are similar to that genre. So, which I don't have a problem with. Like, I personally don't play these games, those Souls games, but I don't have a problem with that. It's a weird circumstance because people who are Armored Core fans, I don't know how many of them are Armored Core fans or not, but people who are Armored Core fans, you've heard all kinds of stuff and you're like, oh, okay, that's cool, whatever, whatever. And you know, because it was their first games, like From Software was known for making mech games. Besides Armored Core, they made games like I mentioned, but Steel Battalion, Chrome Hounds, Frame Grid, all these other, and they got a whole mess load of like mech games under their belt from in the beginning when they were first started out. So, I mean, there's Kingsfield. I never played that game, but that's not a mech game, but you know, I've never played. That's probably their first major franchise that came out under their name. I've never played it, but Armored Core came out shortly after, like literally a year later. I think Kingsfield came out like 95, 96, and then Armored Core 1 came out in like 97. So, but anyway, you know, my issue is like Souls, people who are clearly Souls fans, which there's a lot of them because they sell Souls games all the time. Demon Souls, Dark Souls, all this stuff. They sell those games all the time. So there's going to be inherently more fans nowadays for that franchise than Armored Core. But when you start saying things like, oh, there's some Soul DNA in there, I'm like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. Just like, yo, I played the game. It seems cool. I've never played the games before, so I don't know what all the extra like lore and canon and all that other stuff. I don't know that, but from what I've played in the game, it seems pretty good. I like these certain aspects to the game. Instead, I hear, oh, it's like a love letter to the fans. You can expect this, that, and the third. A bunch of stuff that anybody who's a fan of the series knows. That's going to be in there anyway. It's just, I don't know. It's just rubbing me the wrong way. Because it seems like everybody who's in game reviews or preview industry are all fans of current games that are out. So From Software is known for Demon's Souls. They're fans of Demon's Souls. They're comparing it to Demon's Souls, which I'm totally against. I don't like comparing games, especially games that aren't in the same genre, with each other. Like mech games and Souls games aren't in the same genre. If you want to say they are, then that means you really just saying that the Souls games are similar to mech games, because a lot of the mechanics in the Souls games come directly from Armored Core. So what are we really saying here? Now what I do like about it is people who are Souls fans, like Soapbox, for instance. Soapbox never really played any Armored Core games. He plays a lot of the Souls games. He's interested in Armored Core 6 because of the Souls games. So it brings more attention to the Armored Core franchise. And that I don't have a problem with. It's when people start acting like, you know, the Souls games are like they made their money off of Souls. I'm like, there would be no Souls game if it wasn't for the games that came prior. And for people who are like, well, Armored Core games never made that much. I mean, they made like, it feels like they made 25 different Armored Core games. So somebody's buying these games. So, you know, they made money off of people some kind of way, because like, one second, let me check this real quick, because I count this off real quick. We got, let's see. Since 97, we got Armored Core Project Phantasma, Armored Core Master Arena, Armored Core 2, Armored Core Another Age, Armored Core 3. I never played this other game, Renegade Mech Pursuit. I never played that, though. Silent Line. Armored Core Nexus, Nine Breaker, Formula Front, Last Raven. Already at 11 games. Armacore 4, Armacore 4 the answer, Armacore 5, Armacore Verdict Day is the last one. So there's 15 Armacore games. And then there's a lot of games I skipped over because they're not technically Armacore games, but they are mech games. Like, for instance, Steel Battalion Heavy Armor is a mech game. The other game I had mentioned while I was going, Gloomhounds is a mech game. Yeah, there's a couple other games in here that are mech games. Murakumo Renegade Mech Pursuit. Yeah, those are all mech games. Like I said, From Software is known for making a lot of mech games. So I wouldn't say it's a love letter to the fans. I think it's just more or less, let's keep it 100, it's more or less a love letter to themselves. Because you don't, game developers don't make games, a lot of them, unless they're Activision, don't make games because they will sell well. They make games because these are games they want to play. So From Software, when they first came out, there were a lot of mech fans. And a lot of the guys who even left From Software and went to other, started their own things and stuff. They all, a lot of them, make mech games. Like, there's a couple of mech games that are out on Steam and a PC side that are from people who used to work for From Software. So these are all people who love mech games. So the love letter isn't necessarily to the fans. Maybe in some roundabout way, the love letter is to From Software themselves to go back to the game that they really love and the game that they started a whole franchise on. And the game, one of the franchises in their beginnings that caused all the success that they have now. So that's basically how I'm going to end this. I'm going to talk about, you know, when Armacore 6 actually comes out. We'll have, you know, Big L is a big Armacore fan also. So, and then probably the next time we really talk about this will be when the game comes out, which I believe is either August or July. I think it's July. And yeah, so like I said, I'm looking forward to Armacore 6. I hope it plays the way I remember it playing. I don't need it to be like exactly the way I remember it, because, you know, it's 2013 was the last game that came out. 10 years ago, there should be some sort of innovation. We ain't talking about, like, we're not talking about sports games where you could just slap on a new roster and they keep you pushing. So, you know, I'm expecting some innovation. I expect some Souls, like, you know, the things that they developed and made better in Souls games. I expect some of that in Armacore 6. So I'm really looking forward to it. And yeah, let's see what happens. So I'm going to end off Robot Wednesday with just a little bit on when I thought about Transformers Rise of the Beasts. Big L and I saw that movie when it came out this past weekend, I believe it was. And he and I really liked the movie. The movie was a really good movie. I like it way better. I've liked these new movies more so than the Bayverse movies. Besides the Bayverse movies being kind of racist and having its very problematic areas in the movies themselves, you know, the Bayverse movies, for someone who claims he was a Transformers fan, they don't really involve a lot of canon. They change characters around. They you know, they just show up, and like when they fight, you don't know who's fighting. It's just a global mess of like mechanics all over the place. So with this movie, with these movies, the Bumblebee movie being the first one, and then, you know, Rise of the Beasts, these movies are done, I wouldn't want to say that they're done by people who are necessarily fans of Transformers, but, you know, you could tell that there's some, you know, care placed in making these movies. So, I don't think we did a show on Spider-Man, because I don't think Big L has seen the movie yet. But we're going to talk about Rise of the Beast a little more in depth probably this weekend. And yeah, I really enjoyed the movie. The movie, I would say, out of 5 stars, I'd probably give it like. But keep in mind, Robot Wednesday, I already told you, I'm a big mecha fan, a big giant robot, transforming robots, anything along those lines, I'm all in. So for me, it was a 4.5 out of 5. So I liked the endings. The post-credit scenes were pretty good. You know, there was, you know, a nice little bit of conflict in the movie throughout the movie. The movie was paced well. The beginning of the movie, I ended up missing a little bit of because the theater I was in, they kept the like lights on. So I had to go. I went out and spoke to them to turn the lights back off, to turn the lights off. So by when I came back, the Maximals, I think, were just leaving the planet. So whatever happened before in the very beginning, I actually ended up watching what happened in the very beginning. But in the very beginning, when we were watching the movie, I didn't get to see those parts. So I probably missed a good like 5 to 10 minutes. No, probably like 5 minutes of the beginning of the movie. So, but I saw everything else in the movie, and the movie was phenomenal. So I put it on par with, if you're a fan of Transformers or if you're a fan of robots in general, it's definitely a movie you gotta go see. You won't be disappointed. Just like with Spider-Man, the newest Spider-Man, Spider-Verse movie that came out, which I saw that 2 weeks prior, a week prior to Transformers the movie. That movie was good. Out of the two movies, I think if you're a fan of Spider-Man or if you're a fan of Transformers, you should see either movie. If you're a fan of this type of thing, like comic book stuff that was from our childhood type stuff, both movies are definitely must-sees. They are a good introduction into the summer movie time frame that we're in right now. So that's pretty much how I'm going to end the show. Like I said, for more information in regards to Rise of the Beast, Big L and I will talk about that this weekend. This weekend, if you have the opportunity, we'll be streaming on Otaku American Podcast, live streaming on Otaku American Live Podcast. We're going to have a couple of guests, a couple of our friends going to go on. If you're not familiar, if you're not aware, the anniversary of this podcast has been around since 2013. June 17th, 2013 was the first time we posted. I believe it was the first time we posted or first time we thought about doing a podcast. So we're going to have people on. Soapbox J will be on. I'm going to try and get my older brother to get on. He's the one who caused LB and I to be, Big L and I to be into some of this stuff. Hopefully my nephews could show up. They love anime also. A lot of young people nowadays love anime. We'll have Soapbox J on. We'll have Jazz will be on, a couple of other people, a whole bunch of other friends and stuff like that, and we'll pretty much try to live stream pretty much the whole day, if not most of the day, for at least 12 hours. So so just check out our YouTube. We'll probably also do it on Facebook Live via the group page, the fan page for the podcast, Otaku American, OTAKU American. You can find that on the Facebook itself. Of course, you can listen to the audio all the time through Spotify and all the other ones that are available. But yeah, the live streaming, we got everything set up for that. We got a couple of finishing touches, and we'll be set and ready to go. So, you know, you'll be able to see us and see the crazy faces that Big L does. And Big L has a tendency of saying, I make a lot of crazy faces. You'll be able to see that too. There'll be some game streaming. Big L will probably play, or I'll play and Big L will play a little bit of Street Fighter 6, the new Street Fighter 6 game that came out. Warframe, I think we did one currently with Warframe. And yeah, a couple other games, maybe even Armored Core, if we can get our Armored Core or Chrome Hounds or something like that. Some of the older games, because, you know, we also have a Dreamcast, we have PS3, we have PlayStation, that kind of the Xbox 360. So, yeah, so stay tuned, and I hope to see you guys. And since it'll be live, some people can call in. We'll give the phone number information for that to happen. So, yeah, so as always, for Otaku, by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys, and hopefully thanks for watching, and peace.